Yeah, Mike Neal made progress today, so we'll see how he feels in the morning, and hopefully he can go through a full practice tomorrow. But you know, tomorrow morning will be a big obstacle, which usually is after a player comes back for his first day of practice.
Mike, you said you're going to be dealing with Woodson toe issue all year again, kind of dealt
with
a lot.
Oh, it's a big toe, and it was pretty good injury on Friday, so he made it through the game, and we'll just judge it week to week.
How's Clay's hamstring after all?
Clay practiced today, so he looked good today.
Okay. Not, I think he said it was very sore yesterday.
I'm sorry?
I think he said it was very sore yesterday.
Practiced more today than he did yesterday, so he, I think he's getting the soreness out.
Mike, have you talked to A.J. Hawk at all? There's a quote from his agent saying he'd be open to
it. I have not talked to A.J. Hawk about the story or your story or whoever's story it was in today's paper. So I thought A.J. had a normal professional day today like he always does. Practices hard, prepares the right way, getting ready to beat Buffalo.
What's his future here the rest of the year? Obviously, such a good training camp, you see him.
I mean, A.J. Hawk is a very good football player. We can't always put, just 11 players on the field that are good players. I will not apologize for having more than 11 good defensive football players on our team. I've discussed this with our football team at the beginning of the season, and it's tough to utilize those guys, but it's those are good problems. This is something we've been building as a personnel department, and very, very thankful we have A.J. Hawk and a number of other very good players.